It's the Summer Savings Spectacular at Metro Lighting, and the deals are hot. Save at least 25% store-wide, including our entire selection of Emerson ceiling fans and accessories, and up to 48% on select models. Reduce energy costs in the comfortable, quiet breeze of a stylish Emerson ceiling fan. And buy locally with confidence with Metro Lighting's exclusive performance and price guarantees on all lamps, lights, and fans. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. See store for details.
Here's a website you ought to check out, Smugallas.com. Why? Well, by going to Smugallas.com, you'll see all the daily drink specials at Smugallas Pizza Pub. There are just too many to list here. Of course, you already know, Smugallas Pizza Pub is the home of the $10 bucket, and you can catch all the ball games, NASCAR races, and other sports on all the TVs, including the new TVs on the Watson location patio. Bottom line, there's no place like Smugallas Pizza Pub in Sunset Hills in Arnold. St. Louis's favorite pizza and wings and great drink specials all week long. Online at Smugallas.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks. New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Is your car's air conditioning blowing hot air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
You sure that's all the commercials?
For now.
I hope it's not.
Minions Playhouse, it's on the air.
Crank this machine up.
Turn the volume up. We got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Hemorrhoids.
We're about
painful burning
itch.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Live Morning Show afternoon.
I'm Mammy.
Mammy, I walk a million miles for one of your miles, my Mammy.
Thank you so much. It is the first day of July, 2013, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Welcome to this edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. No, they're not in the shoe business. They're in the shoe insert arch support business, and they're really into it. It's not one of these off-the-rack things in the drugstore. We'll talk more.
Hey!
That's right. 4th of July is on the way. Time to click your heels and dance around to the wonderful polka music you're hearing in the background while I tell you who else is in the room. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Still looking for a band, but hi, everybody.
Well, you'll find one or they'll find you. One or the other. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I did not see that group.
What
group? Rhett Boy knows that I have a list of the bands that will be playing at Fair. Is it still called Fair St. Louis?
Yes.
And Rhett Boy's cousin apparently has a band called Maroon what?
Cheese.
Maroon Cheese.
Maroon Cheese.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think that would be a good name since there's a Maroon 5. Maybe a different name. All right, he's going to call his brother and suggest a different name.
Maroon Cheese.
Sometimes you're not as funny as other times, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you. In the course of the commercial I'm about to do, you think you're fast enough to find James Brown, Get on the Good Foot? I should have thought of this earlier. He had a song about, wasn't it called either Good Foot or Get on the Good Foot? Remember that song? Get on the Good Foot.
I would if I heard it. All of James Brown's songs sounded the same to me.
No, they did. I still think one of the funniest skits ever on SNL was when Eddie Murphy did that hot tub stuff. Get hot tub.
Want it too hot.
But too hot. Too hot. Yeah. Good Feed Stores. Now, you have an opportunity when you go to the Good Feed Store to get on the good foot, as James Brown would have said. Right now, you're walking on the bad foot and the other bad foot. And it's not that the foot is bad. It's the way you're standing or walking and the pressure points and the amount of pressure you're putting unnecessary stress when you the way you walk and you stand on certain parts of your feet. And in here along comes this store or group of stores called Good Feed. And they figure out that with a slight modification in the way you're standing in that shoe and walking, you can alleviate that pressure and eliminate the pain in your foot or your leg or your knee or your hip or your back or your neck or your head. That's right. Sometimes that's the source of other pain. So the Good Feed Stores has hundreds of different configurations. Sometimes it's just a slight little variation from one to the other, and that's the one that works. And when you go in and you don't need an appointment,
K-Passa.
Let's listen. Let's enjoy together now a little bit of Get on the Good Foot. I don't know what he just said.
Get on the
good foot. Now see, I think the Good Feet people ought to see how much it would cost to get the rights to this. Get a singer to sound like James Brown and change it to Get Into Good Feet.
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest that to them. Of course, I'll charge it. Thank you, James. That'll be enough. Thank you. So there are three locations. You walk in, they're going to ask you where the pain is. You say, man, I have these neck aches. I've tried everything, blah, blah, blah. And then you try these inserts. You don't even have to take your socks off. You take your shoe off, not your sock. And hopefully what will happen is what has happened for thousands of people. You get up and walk around the store and go, whoa, wait a minute. This is something's different, and here's what's different. It doesn't hurt anymore. And then you buy the inserts, and you keep them, and they're yours, and every day you put them in your shoes, and life is great. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com, or just walk on in to any of the three locations. Like I said, you don't need an appointment. On Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. In South County, on Union Road, across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet Stores. Now, some random things, no particular... Oh, first of all, you know how we talk about words that are exactly the right word for what it is? It sounds like it. Phlegm.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Yes.
Don't ask me why I thought of that. I just thought of it. Yeah. And one other
thing. I like lung butter better, but...
Lung butter is good. I got an email several weeks ago, and it was because of there was a Friday, apparently, several weeks ago when I wasn't in. And this lady wrote me an email, and she said that she didn't like Paul Harris because Paul Harris never lets you guys talk. He does all the talking. That's me she's talking about. I'm telling you, I heard part of the show Friday, only 20 minutes. You guys talked a lot.
Yeah,
I don't think he holds you. He doesn't make you shut up, does he?
He likes to share with us.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. All right. Again, random thoughts. I'll share these things with you, things that just hit me. Wedding announcements in the paper, where they show the couple and we're proud to announce the engagement of... Who cares? I mean, unless it's a small town paper. Okay, I get it in a little town where everybody knows everybody. I don't think I've ever looked in the St. Louis paper online and known any of those people. What is it that makes people want... My son got married. We didn't put it in the paper. Everybody that needs to know knows, you know. I don't get that. It's just one of the many things in this life that I don't get. Now, have you seen the Viagra commercial where the guy is out and he's got a tent and his truck and he's obviously going to camp and he's by himself? And
he's pitching his tent? Show that part?
Well, he's pitching a real tent. But in the commercial, the announcer says, you know, you didn't get this far in life. without being able to sort of make your way or figure out a plan when something didn't go exactly right. And they're getting to the point of saying, you're not going to let erectile dysfunction stand in your way. You're not going to let that. And they show the guy, he's going to build a campfire, and his lighter doesn't work. Have you seen this?
No.
So he goes over and gets a pocket knife, and he uses the pocket knife to strike it against a rock and make sparks, and he builds a fire, basically saying, this guy knows how to solve a problem. And what's funny to me is essentially what they're saying is, you can't get a boner, but you can build a fire with a knife and a rock. That's kind of what they're saying. I love the way, and did you notice when they show these couples for Cialis or Viagra, they're like 40 years old. They're not old at all. My wife and I look at him, they're going to be kidding me. That guy can't get a boner. What is he, 42 or something? What's wrong with these people? I think they need to make them a little. And then they always end up like a Corona beer commercial, sitting in a couple of bathtubs or something, looking at the ocean. Who's ever done that? All right. There was a documentary, and I'm pretty sure I saw it on CNBC yesterday. And it was one of those inside the world of supermarkets. Have you seen this thing?
No.
If you see it, watch it. It's everything you never knew about supermarkets and how they lay them out and the strategy. It is an unbelievable science and process. And one of the things I learned was that 1/4 of all the groceries purchased in the United States are purchased at Walmart. Can you believe that?
I know lately, yeah, within the last year or two. Have you seen their grocery section now?
No. You know what? Here's the thing. When I saw that, and it said 1/4 of the people who buy groceries buy them at Walmart, I thought, I've never once even thought of going to Walmart for groceries.
You need to see. If you haven't seen the new grocery section.
Oh, I understand. They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
1/4. And you're talking huge chains in some parts of the country. There's a chain with 255 stores called Big Eagle or something like that. One of their grocery stores is 450,000 square feet.
Wow.
I'll tell you how big that is. That's like 10 Walmarts. That's how big this store is, this grocery store. And they went into how they display things the way they do and why the milk is where it is. And it's a real study in human behavior. They even showed a supermarket, and I think this is probably typical of a lot of supermarkets. They have cameras in the ceilings of the modern-day supermarkets. They're thermal imaging cameras. So a supermarket is generally real cool. It's cold. There's a lot of freezer space in there, so it's cold. These thermal imaging cameras can show the owners in overhead cameras where people migrate. In other words, here's a big glob of red, which means people tend to go to this part of the store. And why is that? So let's make other parts of the store. Where are there not a lot of red images? Where do we not see a lot of body heat? Then they have facial recognition. They capture faces, and their software program knows who comes in and how often and what they buy. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Then they got into the packaging of the products in the supermarket. And they talked to who the guy worked for. He was big in the food industry. And he said, we, at one time, manufactured 2 jars of mayonnaise. They were the exact same mayonnaise. The labels were exactly the same. They said the same thing. They were the same weight. Ingredients was the same mayonnaise, but one jar bowed out. It bowed out. It was kind of a rounded jar. And the other one, think of an hourglass modified. It curved inward in the middle. They put them both on the shelves as part of a little, you know, focus group research or whatever. Not one person picked up and bought the fat jar, but the contents were the same. The amount in there was the same. The mayonnaise was the same. But visually and psychologically, the slender jar that curved inward in the middle, they just figured that means it's less fattening or something.
Hmm.
It's amazing. They went to laundry detergent, and they showed you how many laundry detergents there were and the whole process and thought process that goes into what kind of container do you put it in. And you never think of this, but here's what goes into deciding, what am I going to put on my Oxydol or my Tide or my Cheer in? What kind of jug to pour the liquid? Here's what goes into that. What kind of jug will pack in trucks easier, and we get more in a contained space to go to the store, and will warehouse easier. Also, what kind of jug can you fit more of on the shelf in the grocery store? And then you bring in test people and have them handle and pour and see how they feel about the way the jug... I mean, I'm telling you, it's like a giant study. Then they have a person who does nothing but labels at this Johnson & Johnson or whoever it was. And all they do is study colors that appeal to people and type styles that appeal to people. What label will make you pick this up? It's a great documentary. If you see it, I'm pretty sure it's CNBC, and you'll know it when you see it. It says Inside the World of Supermarkets or something like that. I told you once before, my wife knows a girl who has a friend. Okay, it's a girl thing. A girl and a girlfriend of hers has a girlfriend. So my wife is with these two chicks, with her friend and her friend's friend. Well, her friend's friend is a dirty talker on these 900 numbers. I mentioned this to you before.
Yeah.
She talks dirty and makes money. And she has kids and she's married. And she does it after midnight, between usually midnight and 5 a.m. She was visiting my wife's friend this past week. And my wife went to lunch with these chicks. Let me tell you, first of all, that at her peak, if she wants to work to maximum capacity all night, five nights a week, she makes $10,000 a week talking dirty.
A week?
Now get this. She has some guys who are hardcore customers. They rack up a lot of money calling and letting her talk dirty to them. And they send her gifts, expensive gifts. She has a guy who weekly sends her gift cards. The minimum is $500.
Wow.
To Costco, man. To Target. She showed my friend a box. She opened it up. It's filled with gift cards from $500, $1,000, $1,500.
Oh my goodness.
That she's never even used or cashed in. And she said she's got three or four guys who... She'll say to them while she's on the phone talking dirty to them, by the way, I need a new whatever. Boom.
Man.
They send her a check. They send her a gift card. They're just sick weirdos. And
do you have this lady's number? I'm going to give it to my wife.
You know what I tried to do, though?
What?
I told my wife when she was with her, I said, ask her if she will come on the show.
Well, see if they need more people. I'm going to send Angela over there. That sounds like
hey,
to learn.
Hey, 10 grand.
Would you be upset if your wife did that?
Yeah, I think I would.
You would?
I think I would, yeah.
Is she married?
Because you
got
to really talk really dirty.
Well,
yeah, she's married. She has kids. And her husband knows. He thinks it's hilarious. Of course he does. She's bringing in a ton of money.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I told my wife, I said, you should go on the show. I think our audience would love to listen to her, not talk dirty,
sure,
but
that's
talk. You know what she said?
Fascinating.
Well, no. How much will he pay? And I told my wife, tell her to screw herself. I'm not paying
her. Just another
her.
John to her.
Wow.
But you know, I would have been willing to say, okay, where's your website or whatever?
Yeah.
No. She wanted money, so I just said, no, I'm not paying
wow.
you to come on. But it's pretty interesting that there are...
Is this her by herself, or is this...
Is she part of a company?
You know what?
In
the beginning, she was part of a company. She worked for a woman, essentially her phone pimp. This woman
Madam.
Ran... Yeah. honest to goodness.
Yeah.
This woman was in Phoenix or somewhere, and she has the stable of chicks that talk dirty on the phone.
Oh, I'm sure you build up your clientele then, and then you don't need the madam
anymore.
And
she rakes off like 40%.
Yeah.
You get 60. She makes a fortune because for every gal making $200,000 a year or whatever, she's raking in 40% of that. 40% of that times, what, 50 women?
That's
80,000. She finally broke away. And now she's independent. She's on her own. She has her own website. But, you know, I was thinking, well, maybe, what if there's a market for, I'm not going to talk dirty to people. What if, you remember when people, Dan, had pen pals?
Yeah.
And you'd write to somebody you didn't know?
Oh, yeah.
Kids in school would do it. What about a phone pal? I'll be somebody's phone pal. Just like a lonely person, all right? You don't have anybody to talk to. I'll call you.
I don't think it works the same.
Hey,
well,
how
let
you
me
doing?
Just finish. This could be interesting to somebody. I'll call you twice a week, and I'll hang on the phone for half an hour with you. All mm-hmm. right? I'll tell you a joke. You tell me what you did today. We'll get to know each other. $5,000 a month. And I'm only taking three customers. Because that's 3 hours a week you'd have to spend. at a half hour, you know, that's twice a week at half. I think it's a good deal, $5,000 a week.
It's just like why the gigolo business isn't as big as the prostitute business.
Yeah, you may have something there. And then there's George Harrison's sister, Louise. You've heard of her.
Sure.
She used to live over in Illinois. I think now she's in Branson. And there's you just saw the Beatles. There's what do they call it? It's the Somethings of Liverpool, the Lads of Liverpool or something.
It's a
tribute group in Branson. So here's the deal. She's in Branson now, and here's what she does. After the show, she takes questions and answers from the audience. I don't have any questions for George Harrison's sister.
What was George like growing up?
Exactly.
Did you beat him up?
That's the only question.
Liverpool legends.
That's it. Liverpool legends. Dan's exactly right. What other question is there after that? What was he like as a brother?
Did you beat him up?
I'm sure the hardcore Beatles fans would find that fascinating to ask her a question.
And we're running a two commercials I want to mention that we're running. One is where jewelry is mispronounced, and now it's been 3 or 4 weeks, and I've been mentioning this, and this is proof, and I like to prove to the audience that management does not listen to our show. They hate our show. They didn't invite us to participate in the tribute to military people for 4th of July weekend, and they don't listen. And the proof of that is that now it's 3 or 4 weeks, I've said, we redid this commercial because originally we had done it, and it was being pronounced jewelry. We fixed it, and now we've re-recorded it again, and it's back to jewelry again, not jewelry. So let's see how long they continue to not listen. And then we're running a commercial that we played earlier in this show, and it's two women, or it's a guy. But what he says is, what if something happened to your husband? How would you pay the bills? Isn't that sexist? It's for insurance, like life insurance. Hmm. What if something happened to your husband? How would you pay the bills? I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of women now are making more than the man.
Yeah. Why didn't it say, what if something happened to your wife? How would you pay the bills? I guess I'm just more forward-thinking than most people.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is there anything I did?
The bands.
Johnny, huh?
The bands. You didn't mention
the bands. Yeah. The bands. Here we go. Fair St. Louis. Friday, July. Now, wait a minute here. Oh, it's not Fair St. Louis. It's Celebrate St. Louis Summer Concerts. That's what, because it starts July 12th.
Oh, okay.
It's Celebrate St. Louis Summer Concerts. Here we go. Kicks off July 12th. July 12th, here are the bands. And they're three different times at night. Brian Bax, B-A-X, Leslie Craig, and the only one in the group I know, Josh Turner, is a country singer.
Oh, man.
All right, here, Saturday. Matthias and the Pirates.
Who's that?
Superhero Killer.
Who's that?
And The Urge.
I've heard of The Urge.
Friday, DJ Wood.
Who's that?
J-O-I-A. How do you pronounce that? Hoya Joya?
J-O-I-A.
J-O-I-A, one name.
No idea.
And K-apostrophe-N-A-N-N. K-Nod.
Who's that?
K-Nod.
I don't know. Saturday, Blackwater 64.
Hmm.
Roots of a Rebellion.
Who's that?
And Need to Breathe.
Who's that?
And there you have it, your lineup for Celebrate St. Louis. This is how unhip I am. One name I knew out of the entire group. Ladies, get in here, please.
We need two.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy walks into a doctor's office with a friend. And after the nurse says, the doctor will see you now, he gets up and walks in holding his friend up. The doctor looks up and says, can I help you? He says, no, but doctor, you can help my friend. He's really sick. And the doctor looks at the sick guy and says, what's your problem? He says, doc, he's so sick, he can't even talk. He can't talk. He's so weak, he can't speak. I have to speak for him. But I'm telling you, you need to examine him. There's something really bad wrong. He's really sick. So the doctor says, all right, you wait here in my office, and I'm going to take him into a couple of examining rooms. And 2 hours go by. The doctor comes out to the guy and he says, you know what? I can't find anything wrong with your friend. You know, I also have a degree in psychiatry. I'm an MD and a psychiatrist, and I'm going to tell you right now, your friend's not sick. He just thinks he's sick. And the guy who brought him in says, oh, no. He says, I've known him a long time, and I can just tell he's really sick. He says, no, trust me on this. He just thinks he's sick. Just go on, take him home, and he'll be fine. The next day, the guy comes back in and tells the receptionist it's an emergency. You have to see that. He's with the same sick friend. Only this time, in one day, this guy has lost 20 pounds in a day.
Oh.
His lips are blue. He can't even open his eyes. He still can't speak. And the doctor says, oh, you're back again. He says, yes, yes, with my friend here who's really sick. I'm telling you, he's really sick. And the doctor says, let me run a couple extra tests. They run some tests. He goes, I can't find a thing. I'm telling you, he just thinks he's sick. In fact, he's thinking so much about thinking he's sick that he's actually caused himself to lose weight or something. I'm just telling you, he just thinks he's sick. Third day. Guy comes back with, this time he's dragging his friend by the ankles across the floor. The guy can't walk. His eyes are closed, his lips are blue, and he's shaking like he's having convulsions, and the guy's dragging him on his back across the floor by the heels into the doctor's office. And he looks down on the floor and goes, Doc, my friend is really, he can't even walk now. Look at me shaking, he's convulsing. Doc said, look, all right, there's one other test or two. Let's take him back here. And he drags him back in there, get a gurney. He brings him back out on a gurney. He says, you're going to have to carry your friend home or whatever you have to do. But I'm just telling you, he's not sick. He just thinks he's sick. Fourth day, the guy comes in by himself. Walks in the doctor's office. The doctor says, hey, where's your friend? He goes, oh, he thinks he's dead.
Well, it started off busy this afternoon. Let's see how it looks right now, traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland Airborne.
Yeah, it's still a mess, Dan. In fact, there's a brand-new accident. It's on eastbound 44, just east of Jefferson. It's got the right center lane blocked. Now I'm looking at a train that is completely stopped on Route 3 at Monsanto. These things that come out of the freight yard, these are long trains and at the Monsanto, and that's got things backed up. Let's see, south of the Poplar Street Bridge down to Monsanto, but there's a lot of traffic coming over the bridge right now. Eastbound 64, that is slowing from just east of Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. You're still heavy from about 4th Street over through Highway 64. Southbound 270 now has stop-and-go traffic south of Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. They've cleared the accidents on 141 at Vance and at Clayton Road. Eastbound 270, you're slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant, and no change on westbound 70. It's still stop and go between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Howard Johnson. Book a stay at Hojo.com on a Monday, and you could receive a free movie ticket from Fandango. Now, that's what we call a Happy Monday. Visit HojoHappyMonday.com for more information. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
During the 4th of July holiday, most of us get to enjoy backyard barbecues, pool parties, family gatherings, and fireworks.
Things we take for granted because of the men and women who make our freedom possible.
Our United States military.
Take this time to acknowledge all members of our armed forces and thank them.
Because their unwavering strength and determination allow all of us to live the American way.
We want you to join all of us at KTRS and saying thank you.
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 And happy birthday, America.
Ah, yes, the sounds of summer. Or it could be the sound of giant cicadas flying right through the holes in your screens. Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to get a jump on the bugs and inspect your window and door screens for holes and damage. If your screens are worn or need repair, bring them to Schnars Hardware. Drop them off, and our skilled repair staff will install new screening and repair any damage. Then you can keep the delightful sounds of summer where they belong.
Not in my house.
In your backyard. Not in your house. So bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Hi, everybody. I'm Forrester Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in the county. We love living in our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Nothing fun to do where you live? Join us. Since we're such a patriotic city, join us on the 4th of July. We have the North Winds Concert Band before our fireworks at the Egan Center. Every fourth Wednesday night this summer, enjoy great street parties in Old Town Florissant, including Cordy's, St. Ferdinand Shrine, Bunkers, Stems, and Hendel's Cafe. Every Saturday night, July 13th to August 24th, rock on to live concerts in St. Ferdinand Park with Bob Cuban, Smash, Butch Wax, Ground Flow Fusion, Billy Peak, and Boeing. Our strong economic engine is causing tremendous growth in stores and restaurants. They're even building a superstore here without a TIF. Why not make Florissant the place to buy your next car or home? Visit FlorissantMO.com to learn more about living in the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you don't have dental insurance? Well, stop waiting and give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-300-8038. Hundreds, if not thousands of people turn to us every day because they're looking for good dental coverage at a great price. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can help pay for everything from x-rays and fillings to crowns and dentures for less than a dollar a day. And it provides immediate protection for preventive care, so you can get the checkups you need now and help protect yourself against big bills later on. You can't be turned down for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, there are no networks, so you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So why wait? Call today and get the protection you need now. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-8038. 1-800-300-8038.
Hey, Chris, late for swim practice, no?
I decided it wasn't really my thing.
But you liked swimming, and with your grades down last semester, at least it could help with college. Oh, some kid, Frank, came by. I knocked on your door, but you didn't answer. Hey, where are your new sneakers?
Oh, I forgot them at school.
Well, you seem to be forgetting a lot lately.
The signs are there. So is our help. For advice on coping with teen drug use, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and, well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Oh, I'll live high, free to the pine, when you're gonna let me in, sober, leave me alone, let me go home, let me go home and start over.
Yeah. Yes. Time to check in with Mike Evans in Southern California. That song, hot, we play that every time we're in the Caribbean, that song. Well, they're singing it out there now, probably. Mike Evans is brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. You can find out a whole lot more at their website, thompsonprice.com. Big 90-degree welcome from Mike Evans.
That's right, take care of my baby.
What's going on?
How's everybody today? Go ahead, ask each other.
How you doing? Hey, guys, okay?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Doing
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Pop quiz question. Over the weekend, some new members invited to vote for the Oscars, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences. Who will be voting for the first time for the Oscars? Lucy Liu, J-Lo, Prince, Chris Tucker. Answer in a minute. Regarding the big headline-grabbing story in yesterday's London Mirror, the New York Daily News picked it up as well. Quoting FBI sources, that years ago, Michael Jackson paid $35 million to track down 25 kids that he molested and paid them off. Well, sorry, folks, but this is a bunch of sheep dip. This is an old story. This story came out during the 2005 molestation trial. It was followed up by all kinds of journalists. Came back complete bullshoy. They paid people. There was no truth to it at all. But the London Mirror and the New York Daily News had it as their front page story yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to wake them up. Regarding Paula Deen, I have a feeling that my hero, Frank O. Pignol, will agree with this. It is a travesty how corporate America has dumped her for something she said 30 years ago.
It's unbelievable.
She may be a hit cracker. I don't think she has a racist bone in her body. Paula has now hired Jody Smith, America's best crisis manager, the person to try to save and salvage some of her reputation. Jody Smith represented John Bonet Ramsey's family, suspected of murder, Kobe Bryant when he was charged with rape, Michael Vick. I mean, these are all criminals. All she did was use a bad word 30 years ago.
And this person she's hired is a publicist, right?
It's a crisis management. They only deal with people that are having media crisis.
I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen anybody get crucified the way she's. You know, Michael Vick. This country loves their pets and their dogs. Here's a guy that skins dogs, tortures them. And,
I know, it's unbelievable.
And then after he gets back out of the
system. How about Alec
Baldwin? Oh, my God. Here. F-A-G-G-O, you know the word, for gay people. Mm. He can use that word, which, by the way, to the gay community is probably as offensive as the N-word.
Absolutely.
And it's like they just laugh it off.
I know.
I don't get it.
What about Martha Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she's an ex-convict. She's a felon.
Exactly. And there is talk of at least one, maybe two members of Congress that were in the KKK 30 years ago. It's unbelievable.
Unless there's something we don't know, it's almost like there must be something really horrible that we don't know to justify the way they've come down on
her. I don't think people like her that much. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, apparently
is.
A lot of people did. They bought her stuff and she was making a fortune. Somebody liked her. Wow.
Tim Tebow, odds and ends, Tim Tebow spent the weekend catching the football, not throwing the football. And despite what some experts say, Tim Tebow, that he won't replace Aaron Hernandez, I really think, and from my sources, they tell me they're going to give him a chance, a shot at playing tight end.
I think that's a brilliant move on their part.
I mean, he's 6'4", 250 pounds. He's big. He can take a hit. He can catch a football better than he can throw it. I mean, absolutely. Oh, speaking of Aaron Hernandez, O.J. Simpson has sent Aaron Hernandez a letter in prison.
Oh, man.
That's nice.
One murderer
though,
to another.
The National Football League murderers stick together.
Well, I hope it said see you soon.
Yeah, well, there you go. Bruce Jenner says that he moved out of his and Kris Jenner's home. So Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, and the baby would have more room.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. The house has 11 bedrooms, 14 bathrooms, and it's 13,000 square feet.
Yeah, there's more to this story. There's something's missing here.
The story I hear is that Bruce Jenner doesn't like Kanye West, and Bruce and Chris are having some problems.
Yeah, and he probably had an appointment.
Grammy note!
He probably also had to go have his face restretched.
Yeah.
Hey, come on! The Lone Ranger rides again. The Mike Evans Fearless Forecast Lone Ranger Official Review. The Lone Ranger coming back with Johnny Depp and Armie Hammer as the stars. I will have the complete review for you tomorrow, exclusively, right here on the Big 550.
Wow, how about that full production?
T-R-N!
Wow, full production.
Oh, I love that.
Music and everything. Unbelievable.
Thank you. And finally.
No. That Johnny Depp is one strange guy. I saw an interview with him over the weekend.
I saw an interview too. I actually liked it. I liked the interview. He is he is a little strange.
He's
odd, but
I like my music though.
That was
very good.
So
nice
good.
Touch. Nice touch.
Thank you. I want to ask UBC whether I should use it tomorrow on all the stations.
Okay.
Over the weekend, new member invited to vote for the Oscars by the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences. Lucy Liu, J-Lo, Prince, Chris Tucker.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go Prince.
J-Lo.
Lucy Liu.
It's all the above.
All right. What have we told you about this?
All the above.
What have we told you about this?
I'm trying to enlighten you. Have a great day, Mike Evans.
He didn't even give me a chance to say, I've talked till I'm blue in the face.
Yeah.
We hate the all and the above stuff.
Yeah, because everybody's a winner.
Yeah.
Two people he mentioned, J-Lo and Lucy Liu, they're actually thinking of remaking what was an old popular TV comedy series years ago. They're going to call it I Love J-Lo.
Oh, boy.
See what I did there? You thought I was going to say, I Love Lucy Liu.
Yeah, I didn't
think that. And then I threw you.
I knew you were going to say I Love Lucy.
Of course you did. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Did you ever get a chance to go in their showroom? It's a treat in the pair. How much time do I have? I'll save this for tomorrow. This is unbelievable. What happened on this bus in Kansas City? I'll save it for tomorrow. It's like another teaser. There you go. Speaking of Thompson Price, I do wish you'd take a moment to go in the showroom. And you don't have to have kitchen and bath remodeling in your immediate plans. You may be thinking, well, in about a year we're going to do it. Go on in there. In De Pere, about a half mile east of 270, it's next to McAllister's Deli in the same shopping center with TJ Maxx. He's an artist, this Thompson Price, and all his people. They really are. They're artists. They have this savant sort of talent where they can walk in your kitchen in your house, and then they already see the new kitchen in their minds. They can visualize what potential your space has, whatever the square footage is, and how more can be made of that space. And that's part of it. It's not just about looks. This is a really interesting process because we went through it with them many, many years ago. And it's not just about how will this look here and this look over here and do you want an ice maker in here. It's also about functionality and what will actually make this a better, more efficient, what's the best way to utilize this space, whatever the space is. And it's not something just anybody can do. There are lots of people doing it who shouldn't be doing it, simply because there's no degree necessary, no license that's necessary. Get a truck and some equipment, some tools, and go in and tell somebody and put them in a new countertop. And there are people that just do that. They'll go, well, you know, we'll reface your cabinets or put a new slab of granite on here. That's not what they do. They're in the total remodeling business. They will transform that kitchen or bathroom or bathrooms into something spectacular. And you can see online some just small samples of what they do. And if they had 1,000 displays in their showroom, it would still be just a small sample because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of ideas. You give them yours, they'll give them theirs, they'll give you theirs, and then they're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions because they want this to be, when it's finished, something you're going to be happy with for a long, long time. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's get another look at traffic airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, another new accident, and it's in the Oakville area on southbound Telegraph, right in front of the Quick Trip, which is just past Border and Cottle. You've got a head-on crash that's got the two right lanes blocked. Traffic southbound is only getting around in the center turn lane, so you're backed up approaching 255 down through the where the Quick Trip is. Once you get beyond that, it looks pretty good. They've cleared that, finally cleared that accident over on 161 in between Greenmount Road and 158, so everything's running pretty well there. Southbound 270, it looks like that's getting better. You're slow, just approaching Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Got a good run on southbound 55. Eastbound 64 is still slowing east of Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. They cleared that accident that was on eastbound 44 just past Jefferson. That's off on the right shoulder. There's no delays. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. When rain hits your car should hit back. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Maintenance, repairs, tires, whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRF.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you want effective relief for your joint discomfort, why would you settle for anything less than the number one selling joint supplement at GNC? That's why you owe it to yourself to try number one selling Instaflex, especially since you can get a complimentary two-week Instaflex sample just by calling now, 1-800-600-0129. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And right now, we'll let you experience the Instaflex advantage by rushing a complimentary two-week sample straight to your door. And all you have to do is make a quick, free phone call. Don't miss this special opportunity to experience how Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Guarantee your complimentary two-week sample by calling now. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-600-0129. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-600-0129. Again, that's 1-800-600-0129.
Just enough time to say have a great Monday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Officials in Prescott, Arizona have released the names of 19 firefighters killed in a wildfire.
Grant McKenzie, 21.